meritassemblyonline.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to Friday, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we are thankful that you have tuned into the Refresh Radio program this morning right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. We want to take just a moment and invite you out to our Father's Day service this week. We will not have Sunday night service. We are going to be having some door prizes and things like that. I'm going to be preaching a message that God spoke to my heart back in the month of May, and so we're excited about that. But I want to take just a moment before we get into the word today to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. Greg is another one of those awesome people with a May birthday. He and I, our birthdays are really close together, and think I'm a little bit older than he is, but not by much. But they have decades and decades of experience with the concrete industry. They know the work ethic. They have the connections. They know the materials inside and out. They know what you've got to do in what order. They know the time frame that needs to go to work, to be able to handle everything. They've got the tools. Listen, if you think that you can do it as good as an amateur or as good as the professionals without the tools, the experience, or the expertise, you're wrong. You're wrong. And so I want to encourage you, if you have a concrete job coming up, you need to get in touch with them as soon as possible. 321-536-5804. Give them a call. They can give you an idea of the time frame, what you're looking at expense wise. There's been so much construction going on. The prices have been going up in many industries. I can't speak to the concrete side of things, but I can tell you this. If you've got something, you need to lock that in as soon as you can at a price that's going to be cheaper than it will be in the future. I talked to a home builder, they were saying that every month the prices of their house goes up tens of thousands of dollars because of the cost of materials. They said, we're only allowed to sell a certain number of houses. And so right now is not the time where you're going to say, you know what, I think the price is going down here sometime soon. Give the folks at JITS Concrete a call, 321-536-5804, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So today we are going back to Isaiah chapter 9. We're going to be in verse 6 and 7. Do want to invite you out, like I say, to the Father's Day message this week, and don't miss out on that. It will be a wonderful time that we have together. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's where we ended yesterday. Listen to verse number 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. So that word increase, it means that it is abundant in quantity, in rank, in quality. It is exceedingly wonderful. And so this is a adjective that is used by the Holy Spirit to describe the intent, God's intent, for God's government and God's peace and it means it is supposed to be increasing exponentially without end. That's what God wants for your life. If you think that you have got to a place where you're like, I don't need to grow anymore, you're mistaken. If you've gotten to a place that said, you know what, I am the world's foremost authority in this, there's nobody who knows more, I couldn't know more myself, you are mistaken. So I talked a little bit about the concrete. I tell people that being a pastor is the only job in the world where everybody in the world thinks that they know how to do your job better than you, and they don't even have to be a Christian to have that mindset. And please understand, I'm still growing and learning to the best of my ability in my relationship with God. But I can tell you this, that God's will for your life, for my life, for Merit Assembly of God, for the Christians in Brevard County, is for his government and peace to increase abundantly in Brevard County. That means there's still another person that needs to be reached. A lot of times I read studies about, you know, churches. We just celebrated our church's 69th anniversary this last week. And a lot of times historians and you know, people who study these things say, you know, a church, once it gets so old, it stops winning people to Jesus. That cannot be acceptable in these last days. It can't be acceptable in these last days. So we need to be doing everything within our power as God directs to reach more boys, more girls, more teenagers, more young adults, more seniors, more married couples, more singles. We need to be reaching as many people as we can in every socioeconomic bracket, because here's the reality. The more his government and peace increases in my life, the greater the distinction between the anarchy of the kingdom of darkness and the lack of peace, the lack of soundness, the lack of tranquility, the lack of safety that this world has to offer. So here's what I want you to understand. When you got saved, that was not the end of the journey. It's the beginning of the journey. And you and I need to be students of the word and say, God, I don't want you to change to fit my opinion. I want you to change me to fit your word. Okay? That sounds easy to do, but it is really not. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. So let me just remind you once again what biblical peace is about. It is about completeness. It is about soundness. It is about peace and safety. It is about having a sound body, a healthy body. It is about prosperity in every area of your life. So let me just deal with this issue, and that in case there's any young people listening, or there's old people and you've just continued to make a lot of mistakes in this area, and that is this. A lot of people are looking for another person who is going to make them complete. I want you to know, you cannot expect someone else to do what God says that only he can do. God is the one who makes you complete. See, it is not a person-shaped hole in a person's life apart from Christ. It is a God-shaped void, and only God can fill that. If you try and fill that with something else, you are going to find that there are challenges. So we were recently at my wife's mother's house. The last time we were there, we were told, you know, all of a sudden that the shower, one of the showers, there seems to be water coming up to the floor. And I went and I looked at it and it's like, well, I can tell you, you know, where the problem is. And that is that there is a round pipe and there is a square drain pattern. And I said, and I tell you what, I'm not the person who can fix that. And so a person had said they would take care of it. This was some time ago. And so we got back there and it hadn't been fixed. You know what that meant? Is the problem continued to persist. And so I called a plumber and had them come out and they said, we know how to solve this problem. And so they did. Well, I want you to know, when it comes to integrity and soundness and completeness in your body, soul, and spirit, it is not a man-solved problem. It is a God-solved problem. Only He can take care of that. And He wants to do that for you. He wants to do that for me. It's not a romance issue. It is a spiritual issue. Let's go on. It says, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and to establish it with just judgment and justice. So that word order means to arrange, to direct, to make right, to correct, to be firm, rightness, justice, prosperity. Those are the things that God wants to do. When God comes on to the scene in your life, in your home, at your job place, He arranges things the way that they are supposed to be. There is a concept. It is called an inordinate affection. An inordinate affection. And that means that it is an affection that is out of order. It doesn't mean necessarily in all cases that it is a forbidden relationship. It is just a relationship that is out of order. If you're a parent and you've got your child, if you've got your relationship with your child before your relationship with God, that relationship is out of order. If you've got your relationship with your spouse before your relationship with God, that is out of order. God, in my home, okay, this is the same for me towards my wife or my wife towards me. We love God even more than we love that person. There was a time in my life where God said, do you love her or do you love me? And I said, well, I really love her, but I love you more. And I want you to know that was the right answer. It wasn't a difficulty-free season, but we do. We love each other. We have been married a long time. we are very happy, you know. But the reason that our marriage relationship works is because our God relationship works, not just with one of us, but with both of us. And there have been times when both of us have been the strength and both of us have been the weakness. And so we're thankful. In fact, we just had this discussion not too long ago. You know, there have been times when both of us have been the reason that our relationship stayed together, because God infused strength into one of the individuals. He puts things in the proper order. Okay. I remember watching a movie. I don't remember exactly which one. It was one of the Tom Hanks movies where he was in space. I don't remember the name of it. I remember Gary Sinise's character wasn't able to go on the flight because I think it was Apollo 13. But, you know, in the movie, because he was sick. But his responsibility when problems started arising on the spacecraft was he had to figure out the correct sequence of flipping switches so that they didn't lose all of the power. They put him in a simulator and they said, make sure that that thing doesn't trip a breaker or whatever it was. God puts things in the proper sequence. There's an illustration about how much can you fit into a container. Well, if you use the proper sequencing, you can fit a lot of things. I know a person, they had a major life transition, had a spouse that passed away, and when they were getting rid of things, they had a trash dumpster that came to the house, and they put a picture of it up, and I said, man, they're filling that dumpster better than some people fill a moving truck. But you know what? They were able to get a lot more stuff in there because of the proper sequencing that they were doing. We need to have things in the proper order. Let me tell you, I grew up in a time where, as a minister, I was expected to put ministry first. I don't do that. Okay. My order, my sequencing goes like this. God is my highest priority. My wife is my next priority. My children are my third priority, and ministry comes after that. That includes the radio program, that includes pastoring the church. That is my understanding of the way now that doesn't mean that, you know, you're hard and rigid. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, I'm not very flexible physically, but when it comes to scheduling, I'm almost like a contortionist. I do my best to make things happen. And so God knows the proper sequence. He knows the proper order, and he's not guessing. He's working at it as an expert. He is ordering it, but he's also establishing it. He supports it with all of the provision. Another definition of this is to aid with the forearm or with the heart to support the throne, to uphold. God is very active. He is not only interested in telling us how to live, telling us the proper sequence, but he provides all of the necessary elements that causes things to be established. Establishment takes time. Okay? So here, several weeks ago, I had a project done. I had some sod laid down. And so I asked the question. I said, okay, how long do I need to allow that sod to grow? And they told me the time. And they said, because you don't want to go out there and you don't want to disturb the root system. The root system has got to go into the ground, and it keeps that sod from shifting. It needs time for it to be established. And I will tell you this. A lot of people think that God's timing is suspect, that he's always late. And I will tell you that God is always on time. He is just causing our faith to grow with confidence. To order it and establish it. So this is how he is going to do it. He's describing the process. What process does he use to bring life into order? What process does he use to cause a life to be established or a community to be established? He does it with judgment and with justice. He does it with judgment and justice. So judgment means that he provides the appropriate verdict. He applies the appropriate sentence, and he issues the appropriate decree. Justice is he provides it with right standing, with justice, and prosperity. Okay? So that's what God wants to do. So now let me read this to you. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. So here's what I want you to see. In this time that we're living, where people are wanting to marginalize God, eliminate God from society, they're trying to get churches to just sit down, be quiet, stay in your little buildings, and don't mess up what we've got going on here. And they're trying to implement a system of quote-unquote justice apart from God, apart from God's word. Can I just say this? It will not work. It will not work because the Bible says that only Jesus can bring about order. Only Jesus can establish an appropriate justice system. Only the Word of God treats all people from all times to the same standard. Fallen human beings will inevitably begin to show flaws in their moral character apart from God. Okay? Fallen individuals without a redeemer are going to have a flawed justice system. But God comes in and he says, you know what? I'm going to make the judgment, and I'm going to issue the sentence, and I'm going to issue the decree, and it is going to be a right, just, true, and fair system. You know, the word, I think the buzzword I've heard lately is equity. Equity. Well, you know, I can tell you this. It's not fair that I get to go to heaven. It's not fair that I do. Because I sinned, and the Bible says the soul that sins shall die. But it is by God's grace that I get to go and you get to go. I'm thankful that God knew the justice system of heaven better than the devil. The devil is phenomenal at making accusations. The devil is wonderful at condemning people. Okay? It takes no special skills whatsoever to terrorize people, to accuse, to oppress people. None of that is a godly skill set. God comes in and he says, I'm going to come, I'm going to vindicate the oppressed, I'm going to remove the oppressors, and of the increase of the government and my peace, I'm going to, a kingdom that is ordered, established with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Don't ever get complacent. Don't ever get to where, okay, this is not How do I want to say this? Don't ever get to a place where you're comfortable with justice not taking place. Don't ever get to that place. God's kingdom is a kingdom of justice. I'm thankful when we get to heaven, there's no crime in heaven. There's no murder. There's no stealing. There's no lying. There's no war in heaven. There's no sickness, no disease. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no fear. There's no worry. There's no anguish. There's no pain, no suffering, no sorrow. Jesus comes and he establishes a perfect place. And it says this. This is how I'm going to send you off here on this week, this Father's Day weekend. Say, how in the world is God going to be able to make that happen? How can he do that on a on a global scale? How can he do that on an individual scale? And it quite simply says this: the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. A lot of people want to know what the will of God is. A lot of people want to know what the will of God is. What they mean by that is, does God want me to have this job? Does God want me to marry this person? Does God want me to have this house, this car? What is the specific will of God? Well, I can tell you the best way to know the specific will of God is to know the general will of God. And the best way to know the general will of God, the universal will of God, is to read the Word of God. It describes the will of God for your life. And it makes it a lot easier to hear His voice, to understand His voice, to understand what He wants you to do. So that's one aspect of the will of God. Another aspect is when you get into the Word of God and you read and it says, what will God do? Okay, so what will God do? And when I began to study that, you know, God's going to do this. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it says here in Isaiah chapter 9, and that aspect of this, that when Jesus came, His intent was to order and establish with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forevermore, that of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. And it says, how is He going to do this? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I can tell you that in 2021, God is extremely zealous to establish the sovereignty of His life, the sovereignty of God in your life and in my life, in our churches, in our government, in our country, in our world. It has not waned. It is one of the reasons that Jesus came, was to bring, to order and establish judgment and justice in a zealous manner, that it would continue to go forth. And I don't know about you, but that's a God I can love and I can serve. That's a Heavenly Father I can appreciate. Hopefully we'll see you Sunday at our Father's Day message. If not, we'll see you here Monday on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
There's nothing like the warmth of a summer afternoon, waking to the sunlight and being cradled by the moon, catching fireflies at night, building castles in the sand, kissing mama's face goodnight and holding dad. Thank you, Lord. How could I ask for more? Running barefoot through the grass, a little hide and go seek. be unsolved.